Danny Kerman, Super League future assured. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's overwhelming, really. I still feel a little bit sick seeing those Bradford guys. They've put their hearts on the line today as well. But the first and main feeling is one of, you know, I'm extremely proud and extremely happy of our boys. The way they've put the bodies on the line today against a tough Bradford team, just overwhelming.
There's so much tension out there, so much drama, really, with being so close for so long. You know, you had that advantage, they've come back into it. I guess that maybe that just that edge from playing that hardened competition all year just saw you home, perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. It could have gone anyway, you know, at times. And it's one of those, really. You just feel sorry for Bradford, no matter how happy I am. It's such a cutthroat game, and it's kind of like the old-school gladiators, really. You know, one team's going to die at the end of it, and you can see their faces. I just feel really sorry for them, but, you know, I'll celebrate with our boys tonight and make sure we're better next year.
Yeah, some great performances from your lads, and among those, Mikael Simon, who gave you some fantastic go forward today that you could play off the back of.
Yeah, him and Chris Anakin carried the ball so hard. I mean, I wouldn't have liked to have been defending against them today. And Scott Moore, you've got to give a big shout out to him. He's come back after 4 weeks after a bicep reconstruction. It's ridiculous when you think about it, and he gets a winning try. So the character he's shown, he's on loan as well. So, you know, for him to put his body on the line like that for our guys, it's magnificent.
I know you've magnanimously said you feel for Bradford, but at the point when Scott Moore made that break to go for that last try, you can't be feeling sorry for him then.
No. The main thing, I was just rejoicing with the boys. I mean, I had to watch the last 5 or 10 minutes, and it's the worst bit of rugby I've ever watched. You know, my heart were in my mouth all the way. But, you know, what a great atmosphere. I think it's created a lot of excitement, and, you know, you just need to look at the numbers that are here today, and we can do this every week. We just need to start playing better, kick on from this now, and make sure we keep our Super League future next year and kick on and try and push the top 8.
Yeah, you've obviously had some issues off the field in recent weeks. It's been difficult times for you. How difficult has it been, you know, to come into a game like this and apply that sort of concentration that you need to, you know, to get yourselves up for it?
Not really. I mean, when you look at it, everything that's on the line, you know, contracts on the line, houses on the line. I think my wife would probably leave me if I wanted a rugby player anymore. So there's a lot of things on the line. But, and you know, those boys that went were all good players, and they let themselves down and let us down a little bit. So, you know, the end goal were always the same for us, and we just had to pull together tighter and do that. And we've done it in a really tight and tough game today.
And a word for two other people. First of all, Ali Lawatiti, final game. And, you know, not only has he been a big man for you guys, but just what a great career he's had in general.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to play with him, to share the field with a guy who's done so much in the game, but such a humble man. If you met him if you saw him talking to young guys, you'd have thought he'd never played a game in his life, because he's just so humble and gives everyone the same respect that he warrants off everyone else. And he's just such a nice guy. And whatever he goes on to, I'm sure he'll be a success.
And Brian Smith, want to see him back here next year?
Yeah, definitely. He's done a great job since he's come in. He's changed a lot of things around the place that people don't see. And, you know, he's put some firm foundations in for next year. So hopefully he'll stay and help build the house.